the 20th Monday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. A young man approached him and asked, "Master, what good work must I do to receive eternal life?" Jesus answered, "Why do you ask me what is good? Only one is good. If you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments." The young man said, "Which commandments?" Jesus replied, "Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "I have kept all these commandments. What is still lacking?" Jesus answered, "If you wish to be perfect, go and sell all that you possess and give the money to the poor, and you will become the owner of a treasure in heaven. Then come back and follow me." On hearing this, the young man went away sad, for he was a man of great wealth. The commentary today is from Father Oscar Maixé y Altés in Rome, in Italy. Today the Liturgy of the Word gives us to our consideration the famous passage of the rich young man, that young man that did not succeed in reacting to the loving look Jesus Christ gave him. John Paul II reminds us that we can recognize in that young man all those that approach Jesus Christ asking about the meaning of their own lives. "Master, what good work must I do to receive eternal life?" His Holiness comments that Jesus' interlocutor feels there is a connection between the moral code and the fulfillment of his own destiny. Today too, how many ask themselves the same question? If we look around us, we may think there are not that many who can see beyond, or perhaps that 21st century man does not need this type of question, it being that the answers are not good enough for him. Jesus answers him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? Only one is good. If you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments." It is not only quite legitimate to wonder about the beyond, about the meaning of life, but we must do it, we have to do it. The young man has asked what he must do to receive eternal life, and Jesus Christ has answered that he must be good. For some, or for many, it does not really matter. Nowadays it seems impossible to be good. It may seem nonsensical. But today, just as 20 centuries ago, Jesus Christ keeps on reminding us that to enter eternal life we must keep the commandments of the law of God. It is not the A mark we can aim for, but the only way for us to resemble God so that we may enter eternal life hand in hand with our Father God. Actually, Jesus teaches us that the commandments are not to be understood as a minimum limit. We should not exceed, as John Paul II says, but rather as an open path leading to a moral and spiritual way of perfection, whose most intimate impulse is love.